ladies, gentlemen, and fabulous beings from all walks of life.
We're here to spill the tea, serve the shade, and keep you updated on all things fabulous.
Welcome to What in Gay Hell, your one-stop rainbow-colored podcast extravaganza.
Darling, we're your guides through the dazzling world of LGBTQ plus culture and beyond.
Get ready for a wild ride as we dive into the latest trends.
So, darling, grab your rainbow flags, your glitter, and a martini. It's time to embark on a fabulous journey with us.
Spill the piping hot tea on news that matters to our community.
You're in for a treat. Buckle up, fabulous listeners, because it's going to be one heck of a ride. Welcome to the fabulous
world of What in Gay Hell. Welcome, darlings, to the podcast that'll leave you saying, "What in gay hell just happened?" Without further ado,
let's get this party started.
Welcome to What in Gay Hell, the show where we explore critical global issues. Today, we're focusing on ways you can support Palestinians in Gaza. It's a region that's faced immense challenges for years, and your support can make a real difference. Learn and lift up Palestinian voices to make a real difference. The first step is to educate yourself and give a platform to Palestinian voices. A great place to begin is with the powerful anthology, Light in Gaza, Writings Born of Fire. This incredible collection showcases the work of 12 talented Palestinian writers who dare to dream of a future free from oppression and discrimination. This collection of essays and poetry not only explores the possible future of Gaza, but also reinforces its importance in the Palestinian identity, history, and struggle for freedom. You can actively participate in this content by reading the book, engaging in discussions within your community, or joining online conversations with the authors. To enhance these dialogues, utilize our study guide. Don't miss out on the latest articles penned by AFSC staff. Get a glimpse of the refugee experience in Gaza through Serena Awad's What It Means to Be a Refugee in Gaza, or learn about the impact of recent airstrikes on Gaza's elders from Firas Ramlaoui's How Elders in Gaza Have Been Impacted by Recent Airstrikes. For a more personal perspective, check out our Life Under Blockade booklet featuring powerful essays written by Palestinian youth in Gaza. Don't wait, start reading now to delve even deeper into the issue. Explore our list of resources about Gaza, which includes films, recent articles, books, and websites. And when seeking news coverage, consider outlets with Palestinian journalists reporting from Gaza, such as the Electronic Intifada, Middle East Eye, Mondo Weiss, and Al Jazeera. Taking action. Now that you have all the necessary information, it's time to make a difference. Take the first step by reaching out to your elected representatives and let your voice be heard. It is crucial to demand an immediate end to the Gaza blockade, a cruel measure that has inflicted immense suffering on the Palestinian people for over 15 long years. The United States must take a stand and change its policy, urging for a complete and unconditional termination of this blockade. Together, we can bring about positive change and alleviate the hardships faced by the people of Gaza. Let's take action now. Did you know that the United States provides significant military aid to Israel every year? Unfortunately, this aid is being used to enforce the occupation and maintain the blockade, which is causing serious human rights violations. If you want to make a difference, you can urge Congress to put an end to this military aid. By doing so, you'll be taking a stand against these violations and sending a message that the U.S. will not be complicit in such actions. Let's work together to promote accountability and justice for all. Make sure to keep the media in mind as well. It's crucial to express your opinions about their coverage of Gaza. Encourage them to question narratives that overlook the rights of Palestinians, or give them a pat on the back when they do a good job. Let's make it engaging and remember to write in English. holding corporations accountable. Corporations are not exempt from their involvement in the violation of Palestinians' rights in Gaza. Take a deep dive into our comprehensive compilation of companies that reap profits from the blockade and the Israeli occupation. It's crucial to ensure that your hard-earned money does not inadvertently contribute to human rights abuses. Let's unite and demand these companies to put an end to their complicity in apartheid and war crimes. Together, we can make a difference. If you're looking to take your activism to the next level, head over to investigate and discover the ins and outs of companies involved in the occupation. You can even get involved in divestment or boycott campaigns to make a real impact. Let's make a difference together. Commit to dismantle apartheid. For many years, Palestinians have endured the burden of Israeli occupation and the relentless violation of their basic human rights, which can only be described as a form of apartheid. AFSC firmly stands alongside the Palestinian people, supporting their rightful demand for complete and equal rights. We extend a heartfelt invitation to Quaker meetings, congregations, and other compassionate communities to unite with us in our new apartheid-free initiative, as we strive together towards a world free from the shackles of apartheid. Make a gift. Finally, please take a moment to contemplate the profound impact your generous donation can have. By supporting Gaza's emergency response, you will play a crucial role in providing much-needed humanitarian relief and actively contribute to the pursuit of peace. Moreover, your contribution can also empower AFSC's tireless advocacy for the rights of Palestinians, fostering an environment of peace, justice, and utmost respect for human dignity. Your empathetic gesture can truly make a difference. There is another meaningful approach to bring about positive change by contributing to the cause of aiding Palestinian elders in Gaza to fulfill their basic necessities. AFSC has a rich legacy of extending humanitarian support to the people of Gaza, and your generous contribution can truly make a difference in the lives of elderly Palestinians. Let us join hands and empathetically work towards improving their well-being.
Politicians from both the Republican and Democratic parties are engaged in a heated discussion concerning the potential leakage of our personal information, particularly our contact details and email information. I hold a contrasting viewpoint, as I believe the government displayed a lack of concern when Equifax exposed millions of individuals' data, including their social security numbers. This oversight resulted in many people having to file for bankruptcy due to the ensuing inability to access credit, all stemming from the revelations of the Equifax data breach. It appears that politicians are expressing their frustration due to the awakening of the general public, which can largely be attributed to platforms like TikTok. People are no longer passively consuming the news media narratives that they are directed to believe. It seems that some political interests prefer an uninformed citizenry, actively resisting the dissemination of information that challenges their preferred narrative. They are determined to ensure that you adhere to their prescribed beliefs. Be prepared for the fact that individuals working for media outlets affiliated with any political party may attempt to limit our awareness of events in places like Palestine. They may seek to obscure the actions of leaders like Netanyahu, who are involved in various attacks against Palestinians and ethnic cleansing campaigns. This is an attempt to manipulate public perception to serve their own agenda. I sincerely hope that both political parties come to realize that the public is becoming more discerning and informed. I hope this serves as a wake-up call for them to understand that their previous tactics are no longer acceptable. We will not tolerate the suppression of information or attempts to curate our beliefs. People are already using platforms like TikTok to challenge the prevailing narrative and provide a more accurate account of events. To those who are attempting to manipulate public perception, I implore you to stand on the right side of history. No one has the right to infringe on the lives of others simply because they hold different views. Such actions are inhumane. And the United States should take a firm stance against such behavior if there is any attempt to initiate a world war. It will not enjoy the support of the people. We are no longer here for their entertainment. We have more pressing issues to address. And it is imperative that they recognize this reality.
As I navigate the complex and evolving landscape of politics, I find myself compelled to reflect upon the intricate dance between our personal privacy and the information age. Politicians from both the Republican and Democratic parties are currently embroiled in a heated debate over the potential leakage of our personal information, particularly our contact details and email information. In this discussion, I hold a viewpoint that may deviate from the mainstream, but one that I believe to be essential in this age of information. The catalyst for my perspective can be traced back to a pivotal moment in recent history, when Equifax exposed the sensitive data of millions of individuals, including their social security numbers. The government's response left me disillusioned. It was a glaring demonstration of the government's lack of concern when it came to safeguarding the personal information of its citizens. The aftermath of the Equifax data breach was devastating, with many people forced to file for bankruptcy due to their inability to access credit. This breach, and the subsequent response, highlighted the vulnerability of our personal data in the digital age and underscored the need for robust data protection measures. In the ongoing debate over information privacy, I have observed that some politicians are expressing their frustration at the awakening of the general public. This awakening, in large part, can be attributed to platforms like TikTok, which have empowered individuals to become more discerning consumers of information, no longer content to passively ingest news media narratives. People are questioning the narratives they are presented with. It is becoming increasingly clear that certain political interests would prefer an uninformed citizenry, one that complies with the dissemination of information tailored to fit their preferred narrative. This inclination to shape public perception in a way that serves vested interests rather than the public's right to know is deeply concerning. As the debate continues, I feel compelled to emphasize the importance of preserving an informed citizenry and free access to diverse information sources. It is critical to remain vigilant in the face of attempts by individuals working for media outlets affiliated with political parties to limit our awareness of events, particularly those occurring in places like Palestine. Such efforts are aimed at obscuring the actions of leaders like Netanyahu, who have been involved in various attacks against Palestinians and ethnic cleansing campaigns. It is disheartening to witness attempts to manipulate public perception to further specific agendas. In this environment, I sincerely hope that both political parties will come to recognize the shifting landscape. The public is increasingly becoming more discerning and informed, and this should serve as a wake-up call to all politicians. The tactics of the past, which included suppressing information and curating beliefs, are no longer acceptable to a populace that values transparency and truth. To those who seek to manipulate public perception, I implore you to consider the weight of your actions. No one has the right to infringe on the lives of others simply because they hold differing views. Such actions are fundamentally inhumane, and I believe the United States should take a resolute stance against such behavior. Moreover, in a world grappling with complex challenges, there is no place for the manipulation of information or attempts to shape public beliefs. It is my conviction that if there is any attempt to initiate a world war, it will not enjoy the support of the people. We are no longer here to be entertained or swayed by political agendas. Our priorities have shifted towards addressing the pressing issues that confront us, and it is crucial that our political leaders recognize this new reality. In conclusion, I am resolute in my commitment to defending the principles of transparency, information access, and the inalienable right to an informed citizenry. The intersection of politics and information privacy remains a critical point of interest for me, and I look forward to contributing to a future that values truth, accountability, and a steadfast dedication to the public good.
Palestinians in Gaza is a compelling call to action that highlights the importance of global solidarity and awareness. This issue strikes at the heart of human rights and justice. And it's heartening to see individuals and organizations like AFSC, American Friends Service Committee, taking a proactive stance. The first segment emphasizes the power of education and amplifying Palestinian voices. It's a crucial step in fostering empathy and understanding light in Gaza. Writings Born of Fire is a poignant choice, showcasing the aspirations and dreams of Palestinians living in challenging circumstances. The fact that this collection exists in itself is a testament to the resilience of the human spirit. The call to action is particularly resonant in the second segment. It's a reminder that individuals can make a significant impact through their elected representatives. The long-standing Gaza blockade is a humanitarian crisis, and it's time for a change in EU policy challenging military aid to Israel when it's used to perpetuate human rights violations. Is a step towards accountability. It's encouraging to see a focus on engaging with media to ensure a fair and balanced narrative in an age where information is a powerful tool. Media plays a vital role in shaping public opinion, holding corporations accountable. As mentioned in the third segment, is a pragmatic approach. Economic pressure can influence policy change. And it's heartening to see initiatives like divestment and boycott campaigns gaining momentum. Corporations profiting from human rights abuses should face public scrutiny. The commitment to dismantle apartheid is a powerful message. Apartheid is a term that carries historical weight, and acknowledging its existence is a significant step towards addressing the root causes of the conflict. The podcast's final segment, encouraging donations, reinforces the idea that individuals can directly impact the lives of those affected by the crisis in Gaza. This call to action is a reminder that every act of kindness and solidarity matters. In a world often filled with divisive issues, this podcast script serves as a reminder that there are causes that transcend borders, and politics supporting Palestinians in Gaza is not just a matter of justice. It's a collective responsibility. The script's passionate delivery and informative content make it an inspiring source of guidance for anyone looking to contribute to a more equitable world. It reminds us that by taking action, we can be a part of the change we want to see in the world.
Thank you for tuning in to What in Gay Hell. We hope this episode has inspired you to take action and support Palestinians in Gaza. Remember, your voice and your support can make a real difference.